strong reactions all across the country, not just in Arizona, to the news this morning that a judge has put down a partial injunction on Arizona's immigration law, SB 1070. Parts of the law went into effect at midnight. Parts of it, the most controversial portions, have been blocked. Jorge Ramos is a familiar face in Spanish-speaking households all across the country. He joins us now. He's the anchor for Noticiero Univision and the author of A Country for All, An Immigrant Manifesto. Good morning.
Good morning.
When we spoke to you before, you said that SB 1070 it could not be a replacement for real immigration reform coming out of Washington. Do you feel that this is the moment now that the federal government has gotten at least a minor victory in the courts? This is the moment to take it up?
Well, I mean, it would be the perfect moment, but nobody has the political courage right now to do it. President Barack Obama broke a promise. Democrats don't want to push for immigration reform in Congress right now because they're obviously fearful of losing many, many seats in November. Republicans are missing in action on immigration. So, yeah, I mean, right now would be the perfect moment. However, no one has the political courage to go ahead with it. I mean, for Hispanics and immigrants, yesterday it was a step in the right direction, the decision taken by Judge Bolton. However, it is not enough. At this point, we are only managing a problem, but that's not a solution.
Well, I mean, you may, I don't know if you heard, just heard State Senator Russell Pierce. Do you feel an empathy with his frustrations over the problem of immigration, the cost to the state?
I think we can agree on the fact that the system is broken. We can agree on the fact that we cannot separate families, that we cannot deport 11 million people. But I agree with the fact that we have to do something now. I don't agree whatsoever with what he was saying. I mean, if he keeps on repeating lies and misinformation, people are going to believe it. The fact is that despite the trend in the last decade that immigration has more than doubled, crime has been down according to the Department of Justice. And even the FBI confirms that crime is down in Arizona. Arizona is not Mexico. That's number one. And second, when he was arguing about jobs, the fact is that immigrants, undocumented immigrants, pay taxes, create jobs. They do not take away jobs from American citizens. And finally, I just read a UCLA report that clearly states that if we were to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants, they would contribute $1.5 trillion to the economy in one decade, and they would create 900,000 jobs in 3 years. So what he was saying is completely wrong.
But do you feel that, as Senator Lindsey Graham does, that this judge's ruling will kind of is a warning to other states not to create their laws similar to SB 1070?
That's a good step. That's perfect. But again, this should not be fought at the Supreme Court. This has to be done in Congress, and nobody has the political courage right now in Congress to do something about it.
And so instead, Russell Pierce, the senator from Arizona's statement that, watching these Hispanic workers protest this law is like watching the drunks protest drunk driving laws. So what do you do to combat that sense?
Well, I mean, he's absolutely wrong. He can concentrate on just a few immigrants who may have committed a crime, or we can concentrate on the 11 million who are contributing enormously to make this a better country. So, I mean, I think he's absolutely wrong. Why concentrate on the negative? Of course, he can concentrate on a few immigrants who've committed crimes, but the fact is that the majority of immigrants in this country, undocumented immigrants, are not criminals, are not terrorists, and are a great asset to this country.
Jorge Ramos, anchor for the Spanish-language television network Univision and author of A Country for All, An Immigrant Manifesto.